He was a clergyman, incumbent of Hay. That little village yonder on the hill and that church near the gate was his. The present Mr. Rochester's mother was a Fairfax and second cousin to my husband, but I never presume on the connection. In fact, it is nothing to me. I consider myself quite in the light of an ordinary housekeeper. My employer is always civil, and I expect nothing more. And the little girl, my pupil? She is Mr. Rochester's ward. He commissioned me to find a governess for her. He intends to have her brought up here, I believe. Oh, here she comes, with her bonne, as she calls her nurse. The enigma then explained. This affable and kind little widow was no great dame, but a dependent, like myself. I did not like her the worse for that. On the contrary, I felt better pleased than ever. The equality between her and me was real, not the mere result of condescension on her part. So much the better. My position was all the freer. As I was meditating on this discovery, a little girl, followed by her attendant, came running up the lawn. I looked at my pupil, who did not at first appear to notice me. She was quite a child, perhaps 7 or 8 years old, slightly built, with a pale, small-featured face, and a redundancy of hair falling in curls to her waist. "Good morning, Miss Adela," said Mrs. Fairfax. "Come and speak to the lady who is to teach you, and to make you a clever woman some day." She approached. "C'est la gouvernante?" said she, pointing to me and addressing her nurse, who answered, "Mais oui, certainement." "Are they foreigners?" I inquired, amazed at hearing the French language. "The nurse is a foreigner, and Adela was born on the continent, and I believe never left it till within 6 months ago. When she first came here, she could speak no English. Now she can make shift to talk it a little. I don't understand her. She mixes it so with French. But you will make out her meaning very well, I dare say." Fortunately, I had had the advantage of being taught French by a French lady, and as I had always made a point of conversing with Madame Pierrot as often as I could, and had, besides, during the last 7 years, learnt a portion of French by heart daily, applying myself to take pains with my accent and imitating as closely as possible the pronunciation of my teacher, I had acquired a certain degree of readiness and correctness in the language, and was not likely to be much at a loss with Mademoiselle Adela. She came and shook hands with me when she heard that I was her governess, and as I led her into breakfast, I addressed some phrases to her in her own tongue. She replied briefly at first, but after we were seated at the table, and she had examined me some 10 minutes with her large hazel eyes, she suddenly commenced chattering fluently.